Well, thank you, choir.
大家好平安.
Good morning, everyone. Peace to you.
I just used about a third of my Chinese vocabulary right there.
我只知道的三分之一的中文.
Well, it's great to be able to be here and to worship with you this morning as one big congregation.
很感谢我们可以中文堂、英文堂大家一起同一个聚会、一个教会一起来聚会。
For those of you who don't know me, I grew up in Elk Grove Village, which is about, you know, maybe 30 miles north of here.
那可能大家不知道，我是在芝加哥西北郊区的 Elk Grove Village 长大的。And
during my childhood, I was pretty different from most of the kids in my school.
我小的时候，事实上我跟其他的学校其他的孩子有些不太一样。And
I stuck out for several reasons.
那其中有几个原因。One
is I was Chinese.
第一，我是个中国人。
Elk Grove Village back then was very different than Naperville is now. In my elementary school, there are only two Chinese kids in the whole school, me and my brother.
当时的 Elk Grove Village 跟现在的 Naperville 有点差别。 我小学全校只有两个中国人, 我跟我哥哥。
And when he went off to junior high school, I was all by myself.
我去国中的时候只剩我了。
And so because of that, I looked different than the other kids at school.
因此我跟别人看起来很不一样。
I had a flatter nose and smaller eyes.
我个扁扁的鼻子跟细细的眼睛。
Now, I never really noticed this until my first day of first grade when I sat down next to a guy named Gary Fugel.
但是到一年级的第一天, 当我坐在我同学 Gary Fugel旁边时, 我才注意到这一点。
He looks at me and goes, "How come you have a flat nose?"
他看着我问我说, 为什么你鼻子那么扁?
My nose ain't flat. I don't understand what he's talking about.
我鼻子有很扁吗?
And for the longest time, I have to admit, I wished I wasn't Chinese.
那之后的很长一段时间里, 我承认我一直很不喜欢身为一个中国人。
The third reason I stuck out was because I wore glasses since I was 3 or 4 years old.
第三个原因, 我突出的原因就是因为我从3岁到4岁就开始戴个眼镜。
So I was a nerd even before I got to school.
所以我在上学之前就已经是个书呆子了。
And they'd call me Four Eyes when I got to school. Hey, Four Eyes.
那我到学校的时候他们会叫我四眼。
I never really got what they called me Four Eyes. I still had two eyes.
那我说真的不明白这是什么意思，因为我只有两个眼睛呢。
And fourthly, I had an unconventional name.
那第四，我有一个很非常不同的名字。
Barry Jin.
Barry Jin.
Okay, back then I wish I had a more normal name like Mike or John or Steve.
小时候我常希望我有一个更普通的名字，比如Mike或者John或者Steve。
People would come up to me, "Hey, do you eat berries and drink gin?"
别人常对我说, "Hey, 你吃果子喝跟喝琴酒吗?"
But there was one benefit to all this.
但这一切有一个好处.
Although I didn't really appreciate it at the time.
虽然说当下中我实在是也不是很喜欢.
For some reason, I got kissed by a lot of girls in my class.
不知道什么原因，我班上的女生常常喜欢亲我.
Kindergarten to first grade, they kissed me on the lips.
幼稚园到一年级，这些小女孩在我的嘴上亲我。
And I never instigated these either. They just attacked me.
而且我这都是被害者，是他们主动的攻击我。
One gal, she did it in the playground.
有个女生是在操场上。
A couple girls actually did it in the classroom.
有几个是在教室里。
Man, those were my lucky years.
这可是我的好运岁月啊。
You know, I encourage all singles to, you know, refrain from kissing until you get married. But man, I blew that when I was 5.
我鼓励所有的单身人士在婚礼那天之前不要亲吻，但我可是在5岁的时候就已经搞砸了。But
I didn't really like to stick out. I didn't want to be different.
但是事实上我非常不喜欢突出，我不喜欢是不同的。I
didn't like it when people pointed out these differences that they saw in me.
我不喜欢他人指出我与别人的差异并取笑我。Or
when they teased me for these differences.
或者他们嘲讽我取笑我的时候。You
know, when I was a kid, I wished I was normal like everybody else.
小时候我一直希望我能与其他人一样的正常。
I wish I didn't have the black hair and the smaller eyes and the flat nose and the glasses and the weird name.
也希望我没有黑头发、细眼睛、扁鼻子、戴着眼镜跟一个奇怪的名字。
I'll still take the kisses though.
但是我还是会接受热吻的。
I was very much affected though by what others thought about me.
其他人对我的看法是深深的影响了我。
And it wasn't actually until college that I really embraced my Chinese heritage.
那我是到了大学的时候才真正的接受了我的华人血统。
But until then, I did not want people to see me as different.
但在那之前，我并不想让别人认为我是不同的。
How about you?
那各位呢？
Are you concerned about what other people think of you?
你在乎别人对你的看法吗？
You know, I think God is actually concerned about what other people think.
是啊，我想上帝是关心别人的想法的。
But not in the way that you might think.
但可能不是我们所想象的。
And we'll see this demonstrated in the life of Zechariah and Elizabeth.
那我们将在撒加利亚和以利沙伯的生活中看到这一点。
So let's all turn in our Bibles to Luke chapter 1.
那我们翻到路加福音第一章。
We're going to take a look at verses 57 through 80.
我们今天要查看第57到80节。
We're continuing an Advent series that I've been doing with the English congregation on Luke 1 to 2.
让我们继续在一个路加福音1到2章的一个降临节的系列。
And today we're going to take a look at the story of the birth of John.
那今天我们要看一下约翰诞生的故事。
And John was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
约翰呢是耶稣基督的先知。
Jesus Christ the Messiah.
耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
And next week we'll celebrate the birth of Jesus our Messiah.
那下周我们将看看耶稣的诞生。
Now there's actually a lot of parallels in these two birth accounts.
那这两个诞生的记录中呢，有很多相似之处。
A lot of supernatural and miraculous things happening, so we know that John the Baptist is a very special person.
有着许多超自然和奇迹的事情发生，所以我们知道约翰绝对是一个特别的人。
And what's really interesting in this account is the response of the neighbors and their relatives to Zechariah and Elizabeth.
那这段记载中有趣的是撒加利亚和以利沙伯的邻居和亲戚们的反应。
You know, God has done a mighty and miraculous work in and through them, and it brings about quite a reaction in their neighbors and relatives.
神在他们身上并通过他们做了伟大和奇妙的工作，这导致了他们的邻居和亲戚们的强烈反应。
And you know, in the same way, God has done a mighty and miraculous work in you and me.
那一样的，神也在我们之中做了伟大和奇妙的工作。
Now, do your neighbors and relatives and co-workers and fellow students see this and have a similar reaction?
那你的邻居、亲戚、同学、同事有看到这一点并有类似的反应吗？
As followers of Jesus Christ, we're called to be his witnesses to point people to Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，他呼召我们成为他的见证，指向基督。
So how are you doing in that?
那你现在做得如何呢？
A couple questions to ask ourselves.
我们必须要问自己一些问题。
First, do your neighbors see God's mercy on you? That's the first point.
第一，你的邻居看得到上帝对你的怜悯吗？
Let me read verses 57 to 58.
那我读57到58节。
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her.
第57到58节说，伊丽莎白的产期到了，就生了一个儿子。邻里亲族听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一同欢乐。
So the neighbors rejoice that Elizabeth has delivered a baby boy.
邻居们为了伊丽莎白生了一个孩子而欢欣鼓舞。
Now that's not surprising. I mean, rejoicing is the usual response when a person delivers a baby.
不出奇的呢，当婴儿出生的时候，喜乐是一个正常的反应。
Even more so in these circumstances where you're beyond childbearing age.
特别是在这些情况下，当你已经超出生育年龄时。
If you remember the story, Elizabeth was very old. She was way beyond childbearing age, and yet she was able to conceive miraculously.
我记得这个故事的话，伊丽莎白这时候已经远远的超过生育年龄了。
And it's interesting how Luke describes the neighbor's reaction.
有趣的是，路加如何描述这些邻居们的反应。
It says they all heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy.
他写到，他们都听见主向他大施怜悯。
That's kind of interesting. The focus of what they heard was that the Lord had shown her great mercy.
这有点意思了，因为他们所听到的重点是主向她大施怜悯。
They didn't just hear that she delivered in her old age.
他们不只是听到她在晚年分娩。
They didn't just hear that a miracle had happened in her life.
他们不只是听说神迹发生在她的身上。
They heard that the Lord had done a great work, that he had shown her great mercy.
他们是听到了神做了一件伟大的工作，神向了他大显怜悯。
When wonderful things happen to you, who gets the glory? Who gets the credit? Who is the focus on?
当美好的事情发生在你的生命中时，谁得到荣耀呢？谁得到功劳？谁是重点？
Is it look what I did or look what happened to me?
是不是看看我做了什么，或者是看看发生什么在我身上？
Or is it look what God has done?
还是看神做了什么？
Is there an appreciation, honoring of God for what he has done?
你是否感谢神所为你做的事情，必将荣耀归于他？
And do others see how you've seen that God has done this in you?
那其他人是否看到神在你身上做了这些事？
Now most of us would probably say, I haven't seen anything miraculous or supernatural like what happened to Elizabeth happened to me.
那我们大家可能会说，哦，我没有见过像伊丽莎白那样的神迹。
But we all have to realize God has shown great mercy on each and every one of us.
但我们必须了解，上帝已对我们展现出极大的怜悯。
Each and every one of us has offended a righteous and holy God because of our sin.
我们每个人都在我们的罪中得罪了一位公义和圣洁的神。
So we all deserve to receive nothing but God's wrath, an eternal destiny in hell. That's what we all deserve.
所以我们应该得到的是神的愤怒，一个永恒在地狱里的命运。
But because of God's great mercy, all of us have been offered forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ's death on the cross.
但是因为神的怜悯，通过耶稣基督在十字架上的死，我们所有人都得到了罪的赦免。
All of us will receive eternal life if we repent and believe in Jesus' name and his death.
如果我们悔改并相信他的名，我们所有人都被赋予了永生。
We've all been mercifully saved from God's wrath through Jesus Christ.
神在他的怜悯中将我们从他的愤怒中拯救了出来，透过耶稣基督。
We've been given new life, an eternal purpose, and a wonderful relationship with God.
我们被赋予了新的生命，永恒的目标和与他美好的关系。
And that's a much greater blessing than having a child at an old age.
那这可是一个比晚年生子更好的福分。
You know, a lot of us, we might not appreciate God's mercy as much as we should.
我们可能时常没有适当的感恩上帝所赐给我们的慈悲。
Take a look at Romans 12, verse 1.
我们看罗马书十二章第一节。
Why don't you read that in Chinese? We'll follow along in English.
好，我们用中文读啊。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Notice it says, by the mercies of God.
那他讲的是为神的慈悲劝你们。
In other words, because of the mercy that we've been shown by God, this is what we do.
也就是说，因为神的慈悲，所以我们该这么做。
We present ourselves as a living sacrifice to Him.
我们将自己献上，当作活祭。
Not out of guilt, not out of obligation, but out of response to God's mercy to us.
不是因为我们被逼要这么做，但是因为是为了回应神的慈悲。
It's because of His mercy that we live for Him.
是因为神的慈悲，所以我们为了他活。
I think that's the reason why a lot of us really don't give our lives to Him is because we really haven't appreciated God's mercy on us.
我们很多人没有把生命交给他的原因，我觉得是因为我们没有真正的了解神的慈悲跟怜悯。
When I was a freshman in high school, I made the top band wind ensemble in a high school.
我高中一年级的时候，我就加入了我们高中最好的一个管乐团。
Now there were some really good players in that wind ensemble.
那我们之中呢，有很好的乐者。
And I knew I did not deserve to be in that band.
我知道我不配加入那个乐团。
I think the band director was on drugs or something when he let me in.
我想那个。团长让我们加入的时候，大概是可能是疯了吧。
So I'm wondering, what am I doing in this top band? I'm not that good.
所以我一直想说，我到底是为什么加入这个乐团呢？我弹的没有那么好，吹的没有那么好。
I realized it was probably the mercy of the band director.
那应该是那个团长的怜悯吧，慈悲吧。
And so I practiced as hard as I could because I saw what a great privilege it was to be in this wind ensemble.
所以我尽我所能的练习，因为我知道这是一个极大的荣誉。
And I got a lot better.
那我一直的成长，一直进步。
So because of God's mercy on us that was shown through Jesus Christ on the cross, and the great blessings that we receive as a result, this is something that should be obvious to others around us.
所以上帝对我们的怜悯，透过基督在十字架上的死，以及我们所得到的祝福，这是应该是我们对我们周围的人来说，应该是显而易见的。
Is it?
是吗？
Do the people around you know that you are a believer in Jesus Christ?
你周围的人知道你是耶稣基督的信徒吗？
Do your coworkers, your classmates, your family members, your neighbors see that God has done a great work of mercy for you?
你的同事、你的同学、你的家人有看到神在你身上这怜悯的工作吗？
As we celebrate Christmas this year, make that effort to share with others what Christmas really means to you.
那在这圣诞的季节呢，我鼓励大家。跟别人分享圣诞真正的意义。
Let them know how you've seen God bless you.
让他们知道说神是如何祝福了你。
Let them know how you've seen God work in your life, how He has shown mercy to you.
让他们知道说神怎么在你的身上工作，也怎么为你施展了怜悯。
The second thing we see is found in verse 59 to 63. Do your neighbors see the difference that God makes in you? Let me read this for us. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, No, he shall be called John. And they said to her, None of your relatives is called by this name. And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, His name is John. And they all wondered.
59节说, 到了第八日, 他们要给孩子行割礼, 并要照他父亲的名字叫他撒加利亚。 他们就说不可, 要叫他约翰。 他们说, 你亲族中没有叫这个名字的。 他们就向他父亲打手势, 问他要叫这孩子什么名字。 他要了一块写字的板, 就写上说, 他的名字是约翰。 他们更都稀奇。
Now, if you remember the story, when the angel told Zechariah he was going to have a son, Zechariah doubted.
那你记得他当那个天使来跟撒加利亚说你要有一个儿子的时候，他是怀疑的。
And so Zechariah was, in a sense, disciplined by not being able to speak or hear until the child was born.
所以撒加利亚因此他不能说话，也不能听。
So the child was born, and they gathered to circumcise the child.
所以在这第八日，他们聚在一起给孩子做这个割礼。
And they were thinking they were going to name this child after his father, Zechariah. This is what they normally did. They wanted to keep the family name going. See, big thing back then for families was land, owning land, and having the legacy of your family name. So it's important for the son to carry on the family name in their culture. And since this is a good chance, this is going to be their only child, this was the only one who could carry on the family name. This was their heir.
由于这很有可能是他们唯一的孩子, 因此这一个是继承家族姓氏的人, 是个继承人。
But Elizabeth says, no, he is to be called John.
但伊丽莎白说, 不可, 他要叫约翰。
So this is really out of the ordinary.
这实在是太不寻常了。
It's kind of like if I said when my first daughter, Kara, was born. If I were to say, Kara's last name is going to be Smith.
如果我说Kara的姓氏将是Smith,
I'm sure you'd all look at me kind of weird.
你应该会用很奇怪的眼神看着我。
I mean, that's so much weirder than having your first name start with an X.
我意思是这绝对比他让他的名字用X开头要奇怪的多了。
It's like no one names their child with a different last name than their father or mother.
就是像没有人用与父母不同的姓氏来命名他们的孩子啊。
Especially when it's a son.
特别是他是儿子的时候。
So in a sense, Zechariah's lineage ends here.
在某种意义上来说, 撒加利亚的血统到这里就结束了。
So this is so out of the ordinary that they figure Elizabeth's going rogue here.
所以这实在是太不寻常了,他们觉得说伊丽莎白一定是在就是
She's doing this without Zechariah's okay.
她在还没有获得撒加利亚的同意下就做了这决定。
She's taking advantage of the fact that he can't speak.
她是因为撒加利亚是哑巴, 所以她就做了这决定。
So they appeal to Zechariah.
所以他们求助于撒加利亚。
They're thinking he's going to overrule.
认为他会推翻这件事情。
But he writes down, his name is John.
但他写说, 他的名字就是约翰。
It's already done, it's already settled.
已经决定了, 已经完成了。
So why are they breaking convention and doing this?
那为什么要打破常规这么做呢?
Well, back in Luke chapter 1, verse 13.
那路加福音1章11节说到,
It says, But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.
天使对他说, 撒加利亚不要害怕, 因为你的祈祷已经被听见了, 你的妻子伊丽莎白要给你生一个儿子, 你要给他起名叫约翰。
So God gave him that name.
所以我们看到是神给了他这个名字。
And Zechariah and Elizabeth, they're merely obeying God, even though it doesn't make sense.
那撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白只是顺服神。
How does the crowd respond?
那这人们是怎么反应的呢?
It says here that they wondered. They all wondered.
他们是惊讶的。
And the word is used to sometimes denote being puzzled because something just doesn't make sense.
那这词有时候是表达
In the original language, it might even have a sense of ridicule in there. But But people saw that Zechariah and Elizabeth were different.
但人们的确见到了撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白是与众不同的。
And because of their obedience to God, Zechariah and Elizabeth did things that did not make sense to their neighbors and relatives.
因为他们顺服了上帝，撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白做出了让他们亲戚和邻居都无法理解的事情。
Now today, there's a big gap between what Christian values and what the world values.
那今天我们看到基督教的价值观和世界的价值观是大有不同。
It's very, very different, and that gap is getting bigger and bigger these days.
是非常非常的不同，而且这个差异越来越广。
The things that God values and wants are less and less valued by society today, and even the church.
神所重视和想要的东西，在今天的社会中是越来越不重视，在教会也是一样。
You know, making sacrifices for the Lord, or being generous, or being persecuted for your faith.
为主牺牲，或慷慨，为你的信仰被受逼迫。
Loving and serving the Lord with your life and giving your life to Him, or just talking about your faith and sharing your faith with others.
用你的生命爱和服侍上帝，或者分享你的信仰。
And the things that God says are offensive to Him, are sinful, are becoming more and more acceptable to society today, and even the church sometimes.
上帝说冒犯他的事情，在今天的社会中却是越来越被接受，而在教会也是如此。
The things like drunkenness and adultery and homosexuality and cussing and profanity.
就像醉酒、奸淫、同性恋、骂脏话。
No, premarital sex, abortion, divorce.
婚前性行为、堕胎、离婚。
Attitudes like arrogance or complaining, materialism, slander and lying.
或者傲慢、抱怨、唯物主义、诽谤、撒谎。
These things are fine in today's society.
在当今的社会中，这都已经很被接受的事了。
But God calls these things sin.
但神称为这些为罪。
They incur His wrath.
这些会导致他的愤怒。
So in today's society, morality is going out the door.
所以当今的社会，道德已被抛弃。
Do whatever you want.
你做你想做的事情。
Society today is no longer asking God to forgive their sins.
现在的社会不再要求上帝赦免我们的罪。
Society today is now demanding that God and the church approve of their sins.
现在的社会反倒是要求上帝批准我们的罪。
And if you are striving to be obedient to God, then you're probably going to be ostracized by the world.
如果你要顺服上帝，你很有可能会被世界排斥。
They're going to see you as different, even weird.
他们会觉得你很奇怪。
They're not going to understand why you do the things that you do.
他们无法理解你为什么做你所做的。
They're not going to understand why you don't do the things that you don't do.
也不会理解为什么你不做某些事。
But those who follow God and Jesus Christ continue to obey despite the outside pressure to conform.
但那些跟随上帝的人会继续跟随他，尽管有外来的压力，要我们符合世界的模式。
Despite the ostracism, despite the persecution and the weird looks from others,
尽管受到排斥和迫害，尽管有嘲讽。
We do what God says, even if it doesn't make sense to the world, and even if it doesn't make sense to us, we trust God and obey.
我们还是按照上帝的话语来做，即便这对他人来说可能是没有道理的，可能对我们来说也是没有道理的，但是我们相信并顺服他。
Back when I was working as an engineer, I was with some coworkers, and we had driven to visit another work site.
当我在工作时，有一次我跟同事去参观一个工地。
So on our way back, they wanted to go stop at this restaurant and get some drinks.
在我们回来的路上，他们想停在一家餐厅点点饮料。
Now they were my ride, so I had to go. I figured I'll just get a Coke.
哎呦，我是搭他们的车，所以我不得不去。我想大概就点杯可乐。
So we walk inside this bar, and I realize that it's a strip bar.
所以我们进去后，我们进去这个酒吧，我发现这个是一个脱衣舞吧。
There's all these girls dancing with very little clothes on.
很多女孩子们穿着显露的跳着舞。
Now I had a choice.
那我当时有一个选择。
Do I stay with these guys so I could fit in?
我和这些人待在一起显得融入。
Or do I leave and not be accepted?
还是离开并面临排斥。
So I said, hey, you guys go on ahead. I'll just wait outside.
所以我说你们进去吧，我在外面等。
And it was really cold outside. I didn't have a jacket.
那时候外面很冷，而且我没有带外套。
I have to admit, I did wonder what my coworkers thought of me doing that.
我不得不承认，在那之后，我有想过我同事对我怎么看。
But I know I'd made the right decision.
但我知道我做了对的决定。
Do people see that you are not like everybody else?
那别人是否看到你跟其他人不一样？
That you live differently, that you go by a different set of values and morals.
你有着不同的生活方式，有着不同的价值观和道德观。
You know, I know we like to fit in like everybody else, just like I was when I was a kid.
我们一般都喜欢融入，就像我小时候一样。
We don't like to stick out. We don't like to be different.
我们不喜欢与众不同。
At least not in a way that makes us look bad or brings about ridicule.
至少不会让我们被嘲讽或者难看。
But folks, oftentimes living the Christian life is going to bring about ridicule.
但是各位，很多时候作为一个基督徒会带来嘲讽。
People may look at you and wonder like they did with Zechariah and Elizabeth.
人们可能会惊讶地看着你，就像故事里面一样。
But being different is the point.
但与众不同才是重点。
As followers of Jesus Christ, we're called to be different.
作为基督的信徒，我们是被呼召为不同的。
We're not supposed to be like everybody else.
我们不应该跟其他人相同。
Satan wants us just to blend in and be like everybody else.
魔鬼撒旦想要我们跟其他人、跟世界同一同。
But God calls us to be different.
但神呼召我们成为不同的。
So wear these differences proudly for the Lord.
所以我们大方地披上这些不同点。
It's not that we flaunt it.
并不是要故意炫耀它。
But we definitely don't try to hide it.
而是我们绝对不会试图隐藏它。
The third question.
那第三个问题呢？
Do your neighbors see God's hand on you?
你的邻居看得到上帝的手在你身上做工吗？
Verse 64.
我们看64节。
Let me read from 64 to 66. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loose, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came upon all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him.
第64到66节这么说，撒加利亚的口立时开了。舌头也舒展了，就说出话来，称颂神。周围居住的人都惧怕，这一切的事就传遍了犹太的山地。凡听见的人都将这事放在心里，说这个孩子将来怎么样呢？因为有主与他同在。
So as soon as Zechariah declares the name, his name is going to be John, immediately his tongue is loosed and he begins to speak, praising God.
所以撒加利亚他一宣扬约翰的名字，他的舌头立刻舒展，开始说话，赞美神。
Again, take a look at the response of the neighbors.
我们再看看邻居们的反应。
And fear came upon them. They talk about it with others. And they wonder what this child's going to be. Obviously, they saw that God's hand was with him.
他们都充满了敬畏，并与他人谈论这件事情。他们也想知道这孩子将来会是什么样子。很明显的，我们看到了，他们看到神与他的同在。
Obviously something is up because they just seen three unusual things.
显然的，他们知道有事情要发生，因为他们看见了三件不寻常的事情。
Two old folks conceive and give birth.
两个老人怀孕并分娩。
Their child receives an unusual name.
孩子取了一个很不寻常的名字。
And they see Zechariah suddenly cured of his muteness and deafness.
撒加利亚的沙哑和耳聋突然的被医治。
And the result is that they just marvel. There's a sense of fear. They talk about it. They wonder about it.
然后后果呢，是众人的惊叹，有种恐惧感。他们谈论这个事情也很好奇。
They know something is up with this child.
他们知道这个孩子是有是很好奇。
Why? Because Luke says the hand of God was upon him.
他们好奇这个孩子是因为路加说，因为主与他们同在。
You know, God's hand being on someone, that was a common Old Testament expression for God's powerful presence.
主的同在就是旧约所来描述全能神同在的这个字眼。
God was accomplishing his purposes here, and as he was doing it, people saw something awesome.
神在这里成就了他的旨意，当他这么做时，众人见识到了。
See, God's work in us isn't meant to be hidden from others. We are to shine it out.
我们知道上帝的工作并不是要被隐藏的，我们是要把它照亮。
Matthew 5:16.
马太福音五章十六节这么说。
Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
怎么说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
As people see the way you live, the hope is that they give glory to God.
那当人们看到你的行为时，我们的希望是他们会将荣耀归给我们的神。
That they see God's hand upon you.
他们会看到神的手在你身上。
Now having God's hand upon you doesn't mean that everything goes your way, that you're always successful.
当上帝与你同在时，并不意味着每件事都会顺利或者成功。
It means that no matter what happens, the result is that people see God working in and through you.
但这意味的是，无论发生什么事情，后果是人们会看到上帝在你身上，并通过你做工。
That in difficult times, you don't lose your cool, you don't complain.
那在困难的时刻，你不会埋怨或失去冷静。
That in times of despair, you don't lose hope.
在绝望的时刻，你不会失去希望。
That in times of success, you remain humble and dependent upon God.
在成功的时刻，你保持谦卑和依赖着上帝。
That in times of need, you're still generous.
在有需时刻，你依然慷慨。
And that's something I need to ask myself from time to time. Is God's hand upon me?
我时不时的要问自己，上帝与我同在吗？
Or am I just doing things on my own?
还是我只是靠自己做这件事情呢？
I want God's hand upon me so that others see Him in me.
我渴望上帝与我同在，好让他人能在我生命中看见他。
When we sold our house in Texas about 10 years ago before moving here,
当我们卖掉我们德州的房子时，大概十年前的时候，
we visited our neighbors on the last day there to say goodbye.
我们在临走前一天去向我们的邻居道别。
They asked why we were moving. We told them we felt God's leading to move on.
他们问说我们为什么要搬家？我们跟他们说，因为我们感到上帝在带领我们前往别地。
Now the evening we moved out, we got a call from our realtor.
我们搬家的那天晚上，我们接到了我们房地产经纪人的来电。
She said that the new owners of our home were very disappointed in us because of the way we left the lawn and the mailbox.
他说我们新的房主对我们非常失望，因为我们的草坪和邮箱是一塌糊涂。
They were wondering, did our movers do something?
他问说。我们的搬运工人是不是有搞砸了什么
？I'm going, what? I mean, what? Everything was fine when we left. I mean, did they scratch or dent the mailbox? Did they knock off a brick? Did they scratch or dent it or break off the clip?
我说我们离开的时候一切都是很好的，那他们是刮伤或者是凹陷了油箱吗？是不是敲掉一块砖头了，或者是砸碎了油箱的夹子
？So we drove by to check it out.
所以我们开车过去看看。
And this is what we saw.
那我们所看到的是这个。
Oh man, what in the world happened?
到底发生了什么事？
So we talked to our neighbors when we got there.
So 我们跟我们邻居问起的时候，
they said a teen from down the street lost control of the car and hit two parked cars before running into our mailboxes.
那我们邻居跟我们说，我们同街上的一个青少年因为汽车失控，撞上了两辆停着的车，然后最后撞倒了两个邮箱。
Now we had already closed on the house, so it wasn't our problem now. It was the new neighbor's problem.
因为我们已经卖了房，所以已经不是我们的问题了。
But if this had happened one day earlier, that would have been a major headache for us.
那这如果在前一天发生的话，那就是我们的头痛问题了。
And one of our neighbors said, I'm not sure he's a Christian, he said, man, God is really looking out for you.
那我们那个邻居，我不确定他是不是基督徒，他说，哇，上帝真的在看护你。
He saw God's hand on us.
他看见了神的手在我们的身上。
And pray that people see God's hand on you.
我祈求所有的人都会看到上帝与你同在，他的手在你生命中。
The fourth question to ask.
那第四个问题
is: Do your neighbors hear about Christ and God through you?
就是你的邻居有通过你听说上帝和基督的事吗
？Verse 67.
我看六十七章。
And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying.
他父亲撒迦利亚被圣灵充满了，就预言说。
So Zechariah is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he speaks these words of praise and prophecy.
我们看到撒迦利亚被圣灵充满，说出赞美和预言的话。
Now remember, Zechariah has been unable to talk for at least 9 months.
请记得撒迦利亚已经有至少九个月不能说话，听不见了。
How would you feel if you couldn't talk or hear for 9 months?
如果你九个月不能说话跟听不见的话，你会有什么感觉呢？
Now there might be those who wish you wouldn't talk for 9 months, but we're not talking about that, okay?
那可能有些人会希望说啊，你九个月不要说话了，但这是另当别论。
Remember the last words that Zechariah spoke?
那记得他最后说的一句话是什么吗
？They were words of doubt. Take a look at Luke 1:18.
他说的是怀疑的话。我们路加第一章十八节看到。
And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years."
他对天使说了：“我凭着什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年近老迈了。”
The angel tells John, "You're going to have a son." He says, "How do I know this? Show me a sign. I don't believe this."
那天使跟他说：“你将有一个儿子。”他说：“我怎么会知道这个事情呢？”
So again, he can't talk or speak for 9 months.
所以之后他九个月不能说话，也听不见了。
So 9 months later, as he obeys God's command and names his son John, he finally is able to speak again.
所以九个月后，当他顺服上帝的旨意，并将他的孩子取名为约翰时，他终于能够再次开口说话。
Now, if you were a guy who was unable to speak for 9 months, what would be the first words out of your mouth after 9 months?
如果你九个月不能说话，你开口的第一句话会是什么呢？
Maybe you yell at your wife for nagging you so much during this time.
也许你会责备你的妻子在这段时间里如此唠叨你。
Maybe you'd complain about how hard it was not to be able to hear or speak for so long.
也许你会抱怨这么长的时间耳聋跟沙哑有多困难。
Or maybe you'd complain, man, my 9 months of peace and quiet are over.
也许你会抱怨你九个月的和平与宁静已经结束了。
Or maybe, man, I should have listened to the angel.
或者是后悔早知道我该听天使的话。
But the first words out of Zechariah's mouth were praises.
在撒迦利亚口中说出的第一句话就是赞美。
It's a long passage, so let me just read it in English, verses 68 to 79.
让我用英文读这段经文，就是从68节到79节。
He says, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.And has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his David, servant David. And as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, an oath that he swore to our father Abraham to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now go ahead and read that in Chinese.It's a good passage.
让我们也用中文来一起阅读。从第68节，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎，在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起的拯救的脚。正如主借着从创世以来圣先知的口所说的话，拯救我们脱离仇敌和一切恨我们之人的手，向我们列祖施怜悯，纪念他的圣约。就是他对我们祖宗亚伯拉罕所起的事，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前面预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Now you think that Zechariah would be praising and thanking God for his son John, right?
那你想撒迦利亚应该是会为了约翰而赞美而感谢上帝吧？
And having this son was the fulfillment of all his dreams that at one point were pretty much dead.
那生了这个儿子是实现了他这个梦想，是一个几乎破灭的梦想。
But Zechariah's praise focuses on the coming Jesus Christ, not his son John.
但我们看到撒迦利亚的赞美是集中在即将到来的基督身上，而不是他的儿子约翰。
So through the Holy Spirit, Zechariah is able to see the bigger picture, that the real blessing is not that he has a son, but that his son points to someone greater, Jesus Christ the Messiah.
通过圣灵，撒迦利亚看到一个全景，真正的祝福并不是他的儿子，而是他的儿子指向一个更伟大的人，耶稣基督，也就是弥赛亚。
He sees that true deliverance is at hand.
他看到真正的救赎就在眼前。
Not just political salvation from the enemies, but more importantly, spiritual salvation from sin.
不仅是从敌人手中得到政治上的救赎，更重要的是从罪恶中得到属灵的救赎。
Verse 77 says, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins.
七十七节说到叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
The forgiveness of our sins, that's the spiritual salvation that we all need, and that's the salvation that Christ came to give.
关键是最终的赦免，这就是属灵的救赎，也就是基督来赐下的救恩。
That's why he came down and died for us.
就是为什么他道成肉身为我们而死。
And that's the message that people need to hear from us.
那这是人们需要从我们口中听到的福音。
Not just that God loves us,
不仅仅是神爱世人，
but that God forgives us only through Jesus Christ.
这是神通过只有耶稣基督赦免了。
Are people getting that message from you?
他们有从你听到这个消息了吗？
Verse 78 and 79 says, Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
第78到79节这么说，因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
This is a word picture of a group of travelers who haven't yet reached their destination, but are overtaken by the darkness of a pitch black night.
这是一幅图画，描述了一群旅行者在还没到达目的地之前，却被夜晚的黑暗所遮盖。
That's a really scary situation because you don't know what's out there. There might be wild animals, there's bandits, there's no light.
这是有点可怕的情况，因为在黑暗中，你不知道外面有什么，你可能会被野生动物攻击，或者被土匪抢劫。
So you kind of just sit there, not knowing what's going to happen.
所以你只能坐在那边，不知所措。
But then the sun comes and shines its light and allows them to see the path.
但之后太阳升起来了，展现着它的光芒，让旅行者看到道路。
See, that's us, whether we realize it or not.
那这就是我们，不论我们有没有意识到。
We're all in darkness because of our sin. We're all in the shadow of death.
因为我们的罪，我们处在黑暗中，在死亡的阴影中。
But Jesus Christ is our light.
但基督就是我们的光。
He guides our feet into the path of peace, peace with God, which gives us peace with everything else.
他引导我们走上和平的道路，与上帝的和平，使我们也跟其他一切可以和平相处。
This peace, that is the good news.
这就是好消息。
Are you sharing it?
你有分享了吗？
Do your neighbors hear about Jesus Christ through you and through me?
你们的邻居有通过你我听说基督的事了吗？
If not, you are headed towards a wasted Christian life.
否则你是迈向了一个挥霍的基督徒生命。
Don't make that mistake.
不要犯这个错误。
When I was in college, I had a roommate named Walton.
我大学的时候，我有一个室友叫 Walton。
Walton loved basketball.
Walton 非常喜欢篮球。
He slept with his basketball.
带着他的篮球入睡。
He studied with his basketball.
带着篮球去读书。
He went to class with his basketball.
带着篮球去上课。
Every time I saw Walton, I thought basketball.
我每次看到 Walton, 我就想到篮球。
What do people think when they see you, when they see you and when they see me?
人们看到你我的时候会想到什么呢？
You know what I want people to see or think when they see me?
你知道我希望人家看到我的时候怎么想吗？
I'd like for them to think Christ.
我希望他们会想到基督。
And I hope that's true for you too.
我希望你的人生也是如此。
That when people see you, they see follower of Christ.
那当人家看到你的时候，他们看到耶稣基督的跟随者。
You know that question, what will the neighbors think?
那个问题，邻居们怎么想？
It's not really what the neighbors will think about you and me.
重要的不是邻居们对你的看法。
The key question is, what will the neighbors think?About Jesus Christ.
而是你的邻居们怎么看待基督？
Do your neighbors think about God and Jesus Christ when they interact with you?
当你的邻居跟你互动的时候，会想到神和想到主耶稣基督吗？
Again, if that never happens, then we're missing the point of living the Christian life.
如果这从来不发生的话，那我们是不是错过了基督徒生活的意义呢？
Our key role is to demonstrate and show and tell them about Jesus Christ.
我们的角色是向他人展示、显示。并告诉他们关于耶稣基督的事。
To let them see his work in our lives.
让他们看到他在我们生命中的工作。
To let them see the difference that Jesus Christ makes in us.
让他们看到耶稣基督在我们生命上导致的差异。
To make them think about God and their need for forgiveness.
让他们思想上帝并见识到他们所需要的赦免。
You know, I wish I had embraced my Chineseness when I was a kid.
我也说希望我小时候的时候就接受我的中国风。
And not doing so had some negative consequences that I won't get into right now.
当时没那么做带来有些负面的后果。
But I hope that we all embrace our being followers of Jesus Christ.
但我更希望我们都能背负我们身为耶稣基督信徒的身份。
And that we would proudly live out the difference that he makes.
勇敢地活出他在我们生命中导致的不同。
Sure, we might come off as a little weird, a little different.
那当然我们可能会显得有点奇怪。
But that's the point.
但这不就是重点吗？
God calls us to be different.
上帝呼召我们成为与众不同的。
Satan just wants us to blend in.
魔鬼撒旦希望我们融入世界其中。
Don't make that mistake.
但不要犯这个错误。
Seek to be a person who points people to Jesus Christ.
让我们寻求成为一个将他人指向基督的人。
Now think about how you can do that as we prepare to celebrate his birth this week.
那在接下来的这周中，当我们准备庆祝他的诞生时，让我们一同思想如何做到此事。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这个撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白的故事。
We thank you, Lord, for the way that you worked through them, that their neighbors were able to see, obviously, how you had worked in their lives.
我们感谢你在他们的身上工作，让他们的邻居明显地见到了你的同在。
And I pray, Lord, in the same way that people would look at us.
那我祈祷，当他人看到我们的时候。
And they would see the difference that you have made in our lives.
他们也会看到你在我们身上导致的差异。
That they would see God's mercy in us.
他们也见到你神在我们身上的怜悯。
That they would see the difference that you made in our life.
他们会见到你在我们身上导致的这些不同。
That they would see your hand upon us.
他们也会看到你与我们同在。
And that they would hear about Jesus Christ through us.
那他们也会通过我们听到基督耶稣基督。
So as we go to celebrate your birth this week,
所以当我们在这周中庆祝你的诞生时，
may you be prominent in our thoughts,
让你在我们 的思想中，
and may people see you through us.
那也让他人透过我们见到你。
That's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.